when Jesus purposes to do something, nothing is going to stop it. Okay, in this case, he planned to go to the other side of the sea. There was work to be done over there. And no storm was going to deflect him from that purpose. There was no way that the disciples were going to drown and the boat was going to sink. Absolutely no way. And I love one of the greatest statements that is so encouraging to me when we're kind of in church and doing church together. You know, we are kind of a local expression of a universal thing that Christ is doing. And he said to Simon Peter once, he said, I, upon this rock, speaking to Peter, I will build this church. And I build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail against it. Nothing. The worst that the enemy can throw against the church will not defeat Christ's purpose. And when you come a bit closer to your own experience, your own life, Christ is working out something in your life that will not be stopped. That he will take you through, that he will work out his purposes for you and bring you safely to the other side. Nothing can stop that because he is the one who is at work. He said, let's go to the other side. Let's go to the completion of this next stage of my purpose, and nothing will prevent that. There's no way that the disciples are going to drown, okay? Absolutely no way. Verse 36 says, leaving the crowd behind, so he dismissed the crowd, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. I think this is an interesting thing too. Just as he was. I wonder what that means. Well, there's a number of different possibilities. One is that he just came, you know, he'd been preaching and perhaps had his cloak on and he just didn't change or do anything, just came into the boat. I think it probably means something more than that. How would you feel if you had been ministering to these crowds all day, you know, in the heat of the sun, on the shore of the Sea of Galilee? I think you'd be pretty tired. I think Jesus was exhausted. And when it says that they took him just as he was, he got into the boat, he must have settled down, hoping for some rest, and we see afterwards that he was asleep. We'll come to that in a minute. The boat, which had been the floating pulpit, turned into the means that would get them to the other side, and there was Jesus. Now, there's another little detail in verse 36. I wonder if you've ever thought about this. It says, leaving the crowd behind, they took him along just as he was in the boat. So there's Jesus, tired after his teaching in the boat. There were also other boats with them. Did you ever wonder what happened to the other boats? Because there were loads of other boats, and the word that's used for these boats actually is little boats. So these were probably smaller boats than the boat that Jesus and the disciples were in. And there were all these other people who wanted to follow Jesus to the other side. What happened to them? Did they drown? Did they ever get there? Well, I think if they had all drowned in the storm, we'd probably have that recorded in the gospel. I think they got to the other side. So all these people who were following Jesus in their little boats, their dinghies and their rowing boats and their inflatable alligators and whatever else they used to float across the Sea of Galilee got to the other side. And that just highlights how inappropriate the disciples' panic actually was. Jesus had said, let's go to the other side. And Jesus is in the boat, and then there's all these other people floating about in their little boats, and they're following Jesus, and a storm comes, and they make it to the other side, too. They were not going to be drowned, the disciples. Their panic was completely inappropriate in light of the fact that others were making the journey on their inflatable alligators and dinghies, and they were in a bigger boat with Jesus. So isn't that incredible? Verse 36. And then verse 37, this is the bit when the storm comes up. A furious squall came up when the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Now, the word that's translated squall in the NIV, it suggests something almost with the force of a hurricane. There was rain, this was a serious storm. And we read quite a remarkable detail. Furious squall came up, the boat was swamped, and it sank to the bottom like a stone. No, it didn't. It says the boat was nearly swamped. It was wet. There was water swilling about in the bottom, and their clothes were wet, and it was a scary experience. The boat was nearly swamped, but it wasn't swamped. And I wonder here, the disciples got themselves into a terrible panic, and we'll come to their panic in a minute. But I wonder if perhaps they'd bought into the idea that if they were going with Jesus, if they were following Jesus, if they were going Jesus' way, all would be plain sailing. A few weeks ago, maybe it was months ago now, I spoke to you about the parable of the what's called the parable of the sower. It's really the parable of the soils. And there's one group of people there who respond to the word of God. And they respond in this way. They say, oh, this is great. This is fantastic. It's the best message we've ever heard. The greatest thing since sliced bread. Oh, following Jesus, fantastic. And then they encounter some difficulties and they're nowhere. They've left off following Jesus. I wonder perhaps if the disciples had got so used to the amazing things that were going on, being with Jesus, that they maybe bought into the idea that following Jesus means life is going to be easy from now on. This is a very important thing that we get our heads around this. I had to repeat this to myself dozens of times before I really got the message. It's that obeying Jesus does not mean that we won't encounter storms in life. Okay. In fact, the probability is if you're following Jesus, you will encounter storms. The great thing is that Jesus has said, let's go to the other side. And that's going to happen. Whatever the other side looks like, this particular time in your life, he says, let's go to the other side. Obeying Jesus doesn't mean that we won't encounter storms in life. Yesterday when I was kind of working out in the garden, I repeated this over and over to myself until I felt I'd really got the message. It's just so important. Following Jesus doesn't mean that we won't encounter storms. So that's verse 37.